Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Etsy Shop Reviews. This is episode number 54, and we're going to be taking a look at a print-on-demand Etsy shop from a seller just like you and I. I took a quick glance at it. It looks to be a Kawaii, K-A-W-I-I, Kawaii. Hope I'm saying that right, themed shop. So with some great looking designs, let's go check it out. Real quick reminder, you can use the links in the description. I've got a free print-on-demand mini course. Give me your email address. I'll send you one lesson a day for 8 days to help you get started on Etsy. And I've got a great print-on-demand Facebook group. If you are on Facebook and you want to join, you can do that using the link in the description. All right, so we are here on Etsy. The shop is Kawaii, so they're helping me with the pronunciation there. I actually went to Google before I hit record, and I typed it in, then I hit the little enunciate icon, and it was Kawaii. Kawaii, that's what the robot sounded like. Anyways, that's pretty cool. They have a shop as well, kuh-wai-ee.com. Got it over here on my side monitor. Let's see what it does. Is it actually like a Shopify? Nope, it just resolves back to Etsy. So that's cool. I mean, if you're going to use this on Etsy, you might want to like point to like an Instagram or something like that since we're already on the Etsy shop. But either way, all good. So let's see. Four sales to date. You got an average 5-star review. That's awesome. Pretty interesting way of using the announcement there with the emojis. Definitely draws your attention. You've got to notice during the holidays, you may have backups in production time. Got that. Just number one, buy. Number two, post a review. Number three, receive 20% off your next order. So that's a pretty cool way to use your announcement as well. Let me zoom in so we can get a closer look at your designs. The first thing I'd say is really nice is that you're zoomed in on the designs. So, you know, obviously when people are making these purchases, guys, more than anything, they're buying the design more than they're buying the, you know, they don't even know the name of the brand most likely when you sell a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, etc. So definitely if you've got some nice designs, it's best to zoom in on them. I think you did a great job of that. Also, the Naked Santa is hilarious. And also, hovering over and seeing the video, also that's awesome that you've got that, because that's a really nice little effect there, you know? And this is the listing that I think probably grabs your attention right away. So, not a bad idea there. And for me personally, it's like I'll add either a generic video or I will create a specific like video mock-up using Placeit, most likely, if it's like a best-selling listing. So, I don't know if I would. Okay, you got the he and the she version of the naughty list with the gingerbread man there. Got it. Your price point, $25 for a t-shirt, and it doesn't say free shipping. So I think that's okay. But if you are going to charge like a premium price point, I would just probably run a sale at least. And I mean, if you're, I would say that's more, anything above $19.99 is probably a premium price point. So my recommendation would be to really level up your mockups. You know what I mean? Like if you go to Etsy and you just search for, even just like, you know, here, let's just try it. Kawaii Christmas shirt. And let's compare theirs to yours, the bestsellers. Okay. They're not that much different, but you know, just take notice. I mean, the top ones are ads too. So really the best organic performers are these right here across the top. Just notice the style, the models, the color schemes. I would just, you know, learn from the best of the best if you're going to charge high price points like the best of the best do. That would be my recommendation. And then obviously, you know, you could mark down one of the SKUs to bring the display price down, right? So you could show them that you're charging $12.99, but when they get there, oh, whoops, that color and size combination is sold out and the rest of the shirts are $23.99 or $24.99, right? That strategy is definitely worth considering. Throw pillows. I'm just speaking to my own personal experience here. Like, I don't think they sell that well, you know, to where I would be creating listings on Etsy with throw pillow versions of the designs. You know, like everybody has t-shirts that they wear, you know what I mean? So everybody wears a t-shirt every day. Not everybody has like throw pillows with these style designs on them. So I would just consider that. Now also coffee mugs too. Like, I mean, that can be a great opportunity to increase your sales. But I would also probably, like, if your designs are optimized for t-shirts and sweatshirts, like it appears yours are, you may want to sell them, you know, make a sale on a hoodie or a sweatshirt or a t-shirt first, and then opt to make the design available on a mug after that, okay? Just thinking out loud here. Not that your mock-ups aren't good. They're definitely good enough. But as we just saw when we went and we typed in, you know, really high-value keywords, kawaii Christmas shirt is what we typed, you know, we saw what the best performing mock-ups are, or at least, like, they definitely had some commonality, some shared styles. So anytime you can kind of take a hint from that and implement that, it's typically a good idea. Like on Etsy, where you pay for listings, I would probably like wait on doing things like selling coffee mugs and phone cases, unless the designs are specifically optimized for the mugs and the phone cases. That's just probably what I would do, especially because you're a newer shop with, you know, only 4 sales so far. And then also, as far as your niche selection goes, like, I think your designs are good, which is always great. But like your niche selection can be less generalized and more honed in on, I don't know how to put it, like, other than if it's going to be general niches like Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas, like, find little pockets of like very specific, you know, specific cross niches, for instance, as opposed to just being like the sassy elf. You know what I mean? Like, how can you make the sassy elf something that's cross-niched with something else? You know what I mean? Something like that. Or flossing Santa Claus, you know? It's not a bad niche idea, but it's just been done, you know, tens of thousands of times before. So in terms of, like, increasing your number of sales from 4 to, you know, more than 4, I would just be more specific with your niche selection, really. It's what I think is going to make a huge difference. And then also, typically, the best advice for that is to avoid the most common low-hanging fruit niches, like in this case, Christmas. And like, if you're going to do Christmas, be really targeted with who is buying this shirt, you know, instead of a generic. I mean, I think this is an awesome design. The issue is it's going to get lost in the shuffle with all of the other, like, generic Christmas shirts, you know what I mean? So, and then also, look at your keywords real quick. Christmas sweater, vintage, ugly. Ugly Christmas sweater. Dirty, ugly Christmas sweater. Christmas sweater, ugly men. Nowhere in your title did you mention the actual word in the design, which is the word Santa. And you didn't describe the design, which is, you know, funny nude Santa Claus, funny naked ice skating Santa. You know what I mean? So your keywords definitely could use an improvement as well. All right, I think that's it for this Etsy shop review. Definitely do not skip your keywords, and if you have text in your design, make sure it finds its way into the title. That's always going to be good advice, guys. And describe the design. Beyond that, though, check out my full print on demand course. It'll walk you through all the best practices for Etsy. It includes Amazon, it includes Redbubble, it includes eBay, it includes design, research, automation, etc. The link is in the description. Guys, thanks for watching this video, and I'll see you tomorrow with a new top 5 niches of the week.